This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, let's just jump right in. You're planning something, right? An event, maybe a wedding, maybe just a big party.
Yeah, some kind of gathering.
And let's be real, the food. It's kind of a huge deal. It can make or break the whole vibe.
Oh, absolutely. Bad food is memorable for all the wrong reasons.
Exactly. So today we're doing a deep dive into one particular player here in Colorado Springs, PB Catering.
Right. These folks have been doing this for, well, over 30 years, since 1989, actually.
Wow. Okay. So not exactly new kids on the block.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And our mission here is basically to unpack what they're all about, their history, what they offer, what makes them, you know, stand out in the Springs event scene.
We've dug into their website, got some background, basically trying to give you the essential info without you having to spend hours clicking around.
Precisely. Get you the key takeaways fast.
So let's rewind. 1989, you mentioned that. It was a mother-daughter team, Susan and Carrie Simons.
Yeah, that's the origin story. Started with family, focused on flavor, community, all that good stuff.
What a solid foundation.
Definitely. And they didn't just stay small. They grew, evolved into a full-service operation. Carrie Simons, the daughter, she's president and co-owner now.
So she's still driving it forward.
Seems like it. Bringing that original passion, but obviously adapting, innovating over the years. And it's not just her. They talk about having this whole expert team. Chefs, coordinators, service staff.
Right, you need that whole infrastructure if you're doing full service.
Absolutely. It's not a one-person show.
Okay, so one thing that seems really key is that PB Catering isn't just one thing. They've got these three different divisions.
Yeah, that's a really important distinction. It allows them to cater to like different styles and types of events. Each one has its own sort of personality.
All right, break it down for us. What's the first one?
First up is Picnic Basket Catering. And fun fact, that's apparently where the PB originally came from.
Ah, okay. Makes sense. So what's their focus?
Think casual elegance with local flair. That's kind of their tagline. It's about comforting, crowd-pleasing food.
So like classics done well.
Exactly. They emphasize fresh, locally sourced ingredients, non-GMO. Stuff people care about. We're talking, you know, herb-roasted chicken, beautiful fruit displays, vibrant salads, hearty entrees.
Sounds perfect for things like maybe a wedding brunch or graduation parties, company picnics.
Spot on. Those kinds of events where you want really good, quality, approachable food. And a big part of their appeal here is hitting that sweet spot between quality and affordability.
That's always the tricky part.
It really is. And they make it easy to see what they offer. The Picnic Basket Catering menu is right there on their website.
Good to know. Okay, division number two.
Buffalo Gals Grill & Co. This one's got a totally different vibe. Rustic, fire-kissed. It's all about authentic Santa Maria-style barbecue.
Ooh, okay. Santa Maria-style. Tell me more. I know barbecue, but maybe not that specific style.
It's a California thing, traditionally.
Yeah.
Cooked over native red oak. Big focus on tri-tip, sometimes sirloin, often simply seasoned. Buffalo Gals actually cooks on these custom-built red oak grills on site.
On site, so you get the whole show.
Exactly. The sights, the sounds, that amazing smell of grilling, it's part of the experience. They mentioned steak, salmon, veggie skewers, too. But that tri-tip seems like a signature.
That sounds incredible for like a mountain wedding or just a cool backyard party.
Totally. They pitch it for events wanting that real Colorado experience, but with, you know, a touch of class, it's more than just dropping off pans of food. It's interactive.
And I bet that menu's online too.
You got it. Buffalo Gals Grill & Co. menu, ready for viewing.
All right, third time's the charm. What's the last division?
Cravings five-star events. If Picnic Basket is the reliable friend and Buffalo Gals is the outdoor adventurer, Cravings is the sophisticated one.
Okay, so this is the high-end option.
Definitely. Think chef-driven menus, creative presentations, maybe a bit more complex or gourmet.
And what else comes with Cravings? Is it just the food?
No, this is where they really lean into the full-service aspect. They talk about perfectly paired wine and cocktails, full event production handling rentals, maybe even entertainment coordination.
Wow. Okay. So this is for the black tie galas, maybe those fancy micro weddings, slick corporate events.
Exactly. When you need everything dialed in and want that really upscale feel. But they make a point of saying it's upscale without being uptight.
I like that. Classy, but still comfortable.
Right. Blending that sophistication with creativity. And no surprise, the Cravings catering menu is online too.
It's really interesting how they've structured it. Started with picnic basket, then needed something for bigger, fancier gigs, so Cravings was born.
Yeah, Cravings Five Star Events was the original name, seems like.
And Buffalo Gals came out of that passion for the Santa Maria style grilling. It shows growth, right?
Yeah.
Responding to different needs.
Definitely adaptability. But beyond just the food styles, they really push the idea that they're full-service event experts.
Yeah, you mentioned that with Cravings, but it sounds like it applies more broadly.
It does. They list things like helping with venue selection, creating custom menus, obviously, but also coordinating all the rentals and equipment.
Which is huge. Trying to juggle rentals separately is a headache.
A massive headache. Plus, they handle professional bar services, staffing.
Yeah.
Basically, they position themselves as partners in bringing your whole event vision to life, not just the caterer.
And being around since '89 in Colorado Springs, they must know all the spots.
Oh, for sure. They list a ton of venue partners. Seriously, the list on their site is extensive. It covers pretty much every type of venue you can imagine in the region.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Okay, ranches like a Painted View Ranch, Brush
Yeah.
Canyon Ranch,
Yeah.
Flying Horse Ranch, Spruce Mountain Ranch.
Nice rustic vibes. What else?
More traditional event centers like Almagre, the Clay Venues, Hearth House, museums like the Pioneers Museum, Ghost Town Museum, Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Wow, okay. Even unique spots.
Yeah, like Cave of the Winds, the Air Force Academy's Doolittle Hall, the Space Foundation, the World War II Aviation Museum.
That's quite a range. Barns, gardens, mansions.
Exactly. 1C Barn, Cathedral Pines, Hillside Gardens, Highlands Ranch Mansion, Pinecrest, the Barn at Howard Creek, La Forêt, Penrose House. It goes on and on.
So the takeaway is, wherever you're thinking of having your event around here,
Chances are PB Catering knows the place and has worked there before. That experience is invaluable.
absolutely. Okay, so practical stuff. They serve Colorado Springs and the Front Range. Established 1989. We got that.
Yep. If you need to reach them, the office is at 1701 South 8th Street, Colorado Springs, CO 80905.
And phone, email, website.
Phone is 719-635-0200. Email.info@pbcatering.com. And the website is just pbcatering.com. Pretty straightforward.
Good to have that handy. What about hours if someone wants to call or stop by?
Right. Office hours are Monday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. meter, Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. meter. Saturdays are 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. meter, but by appointment only.
And Sundays?
Sundays are closed. Taking a break.
Fair enough. Okay, so let's wrap this up. Key takeaways from this deep dive.
Well, I think the big thing is the diversity. PB Catering isn't a one-size-fits-all operation. You've got Picnic Basket for that quality, casual elegance.
Buffalo Gals for the fun, interactive, on-site grilling experience.
And Cravings for the really high-end, sophisticated, fully produced events. Three distinct choices under one roof.
Plus, that long history over 3 decades in Colorado Springs, that builds trust and a deep understanding of the local scene.
Absolutely. And don't forget the full service part. They're offering a lot more than just food venue help, rentals, bar, staff, the whole package if you need it.
So if you're planning an event in the Springs or along the Front Range, they seem like a really solid contender to have on your list.
Definitely worth investigating further, depending on your specific needs and the vibe you're going for.
Okay, final thought for you, the listener, to chew on.
Pun intended.
Maybe. Think about how the right food and maybe more importantly, the right catering experience can totally elevate your event. It's not just sustenance, it's atmosphere, it's memory making.
Yeah, it really sets the tone. So understanding the nuances like these different divisions PB Catering offers helps you choose wisely. It helps you match the catering to the exact feel you want for your party, your wedding, whatever it is.
So go check out their website, pbcatering.com. Look at those menus or just give them a call. See if they're the right fit to make your next event, unforgettable.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope
shit. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
The
it.
Engaged as Fuck Podcast.